There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Shanti, open those tight fists. Do not hold back. Make your palms transparent. Release that coin. Be a blessing. Wipe tears away. That little drop is what someone desires. Be an answer to someone's prayer. Be an instrument of succor. So that seed impartially, don't delay. Seize the moment. Be an angel to that poor soul. Remember, whatsoever you sow shall return to you in folds. Open the tight fists and make the palms transparent. Release that coin. Be a blessing. Be an angel to that poor soul. Remember, whatsoever you sow shall return to you in folds. When we give, we receive. When we give, we expand. And when we take, we contract. And all expansion is life, and all contraction is death. To cultivate generosity is the act of expansion. To remain close-fisted is to give one's life in small chamber, disconnected with the world. When you become part of the whole, you no more remain limited, but you enter into an unlimited arena. Unless and until you connect yourself with the whole, you remain isolated and unhappy and sorrowful in your own world of misery and suffering. The moment you expand, the moment you connect yourself with the whole world, with the entire universe, you realize something more. A young fish is asking, where is the ocean? A small young fish is asking, where is the ocean? I have never seen the ocean. I have read about ocean. I know books about ocean, but I really don't know where is the ocean. The young fish is philosophical, psychological mind. And the old fish explains to the young fish, you want to know about ocean? That what you see around you is ocean. You are in ocean, you are part of ocean. You are nothing but the wave of this ocean. And you cannot survive without it. This is your everything. So you remain isolated and you remain unhappy. You become one with the ocean, the drop becomes ocean. And in ocean, there is bliss, there is happiness. You get connected with ocean, the blissful ocean, the generous ocean. So every act of generosity expands your heart, and all contraction leads to suffering and sorrow and pain and misery and depression and anxiety and fears. Expand yourself. Be the part of the whole. Ocean is not different. You are ocean. In giving, we receive. In giving, we become bigger, larger. In receiving, we become smaller. That's why all religions stress upon giving. And this act of charity or generosity is called dana. And we have heard in Murli so many times this phrase, Turanta Dan, is Mahapunya, is the greatest charity. Instant donation. Why instant? Because the same opportunity will not come again. Why instant? Because the same time will not come again. Because the same thought will not come again. Because the same desire will not come again. You never know. Your desires change. Now you feel like to donate something. The next moment your thoughts change. And it can also happen that the same person may not be here again. He's gone. You have missed the bus. All storage leads to disease. All giving leads to health. So if you want to become healthy, start giving. It has nothing to do with what you have. Giving has nothing to do with the amount of riches that you have. Wherever you are, whatever you have, the act of sharing starts from there. It has nothing to do with how much money you have, how many things you have. In fact, giving has nothing to do with things. It is the entire act of mind and heart. Sharing starts with heart. Hands are just the tools. Even if they are not there, still the giving can take place. So giving, sharing, donating has always been praised in all the religions. Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism, Sikhism. Take any religion and you find a lot of stress is upon donation. In Sikhism, they do a lot of selfless service in langar, where they donate food. In Jainism, out of the four types of donation, donation is one of the great act of charity. In Buddhism, it is paramita. One of the 10 paramis. There are 10 paramitas in Buddhism. One of them is this. And in Hinduism, everywhere it has been praised, right from Vedas and Upanishads and all the scriptures and Puranas and Bhagavad Gita. It talks about three types of donations, dana: sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. To give is a great act of charity. Sattvic dana is give to the right person at the right time and with selflessness, without show off. Then there is second type of dana, which is rajasic. You give with a very ulterior motive. You give and there is show off. You give and it is not selfish. It is not selfless. Giving act is happening, but it is guided by some mean motive. It has got vested interest. And the third type of dana is tamasic. What is it? What is tamasic dana? Sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. That is rajasic. Rajasic is to acquire name, fame and glory. Rajasic believes in exhibition, in show off. What is tamasic? It is to wrong person, at wrong time, at wrong place, and wrong thing. So everything is taken into consideration when you donate. Your motive, your heart, the place, the person, the time. The time should be opportune. The place should be favorable. The different types of dana: kanyadan, dhanadan, wealth, godan, land, anna, food donation, abhaydan, to make somebody fearless, jyadan, life donation. So there are different types of dana. And then there are other donations like blood and all, organ, whatever the nature of donation is, it should be selfless and there should not be a hidden desire to display. Otherwise, the charity, otherwise the good, the merit that comes from it decreases. And the word that is added is turant. Turant is instant. The moment you have thought of donating something, immediately go and donate. Because the mind is very, very cunning. You never know. Now you feel like to donate. The next moment you will feel like even to see somebody what somebody is having. Donation should become nature. It's not about giving this or giving that. It's the free music. You have nothing to give. That smile you always have, donate that. You have nothing to give, but there is a song in the heart, sing that. You have nothing to give, but there is a dance hidden, dance. So when you sing and dance and when you appreciate nature, the music, you know, this music is also so good. The humming voice, they are giving something. Early morning donation, music, the bug. Life should become a continuous river, flowing and giving. The destination is ocean, but before I become ocean, let me expand. If you don't move, you become a pond, and the pond stagnates, and the pond acquires dust and dirt, and the pond is limited to few people, and the pond's water get dirty. But when you keep flowing, you don't gather moss, you benefit many. And life is liquidity, liquid existence, keep flowing. Everything should be liquid, including the food that you take. The liquid existence, give, move, and sing, and dance, and flow. In moving, we love. In moving, we sing. It's a very cheap deal. You don't need money for donation. You need big heart for donation. The only criteria for giving is generous heart, a big heart, a magnanimous heart, a large heart. And when the heart is filled with selfishness and there is greed in the nooks and corners of heart, you can't give. So Baba says, give. To give what? But somebody says, I don't have anything to give. What should I give? Give knowledge. When you give, your own knowledge increases. And what you are giving, you are donating jewels and pearls. That means your own intellect is filled with jewels and pearls. So you just can't give. If you tell a person who is not interested much in knowledge and churning, it's very difficult to speak even 5 minutes. So fill the intellect with pearls, with jewels of knowledge. So give knowledge. The world is peaceless. Give peace. Give purity. All virtues are things. Just as this pen is a thing and it can be given and taken, so also every virtue is a thing. You can give and you can take. Every power is a thing, is an object. You can donate. Abhaydan, fearlessness. Fear is one thing which is present in every heart, deep within, in the subconscious. No matter how much spiritual a person becomes, and yet the fear remains. Unknown fears, fear of death, fear of diseases, fear of death of beloveds, fear of loss, fear of privation, fear of suffering. There is a hidden fear, fear of society, unknown fears and n number of fears. If you can make somebody fearless, that is the greatest donation. Because this fear kills. slowly. What will happen to me? What will happen to my family? What will happen to my children, my husband, my wife? If I die, who will take care of them? Fear, anxieties, phobias, they are all imaginary, baseless, but distressing, disturbing, agonizing. So, donate fearlessness, donate peace, donate happiness, donate purity, donate virtues, donate powers, and give them now. Donate them now, this moment. Donate your specialties. If you know particular art, teach that art to somebody. If you know a skill, if you are dexterous at something, teach that art, teach that skill, teach that speciality. This is donation. Churn knowledge and share. This is donation. And donation is not about just speaking and about giving through mind. Donation also has got a higher perspective. Even if you stand and if you don't, you aren't speaking and you aren't even thinking about somebody, still you can donate. How? Your vibrations. Elevate your consciousness to a very high level. So automatically you become a donation box. Every thought, every sankalp, you can donate. Every thought is a vibration. Every thought creates vibes. So you are sitting, you are not doing anything. A yogi doesn't do anything. Yogi sits in his cave. But he is helping the whole world. It is a thing of wonder that there is so much impurity and so much immorality and so much violence in the world. And yet this world is going on. Why? Because of few yogi souls who are sustaining and upholding this world. They are just few yogis. Only few yogis are needed to sustain this world. They are enough to defeat the gang of goons and ruffians. So instant donation. Turant daan. Give, give and give. But when it comes to giving, people say we don't have. And when something happens to the body, they are ready to spend lakhs and lakhs on doctors and hospitals and on their marriages. Fat marriages. You know fat marriages? Fat marriages. So much money spent on clothes, on dresses, in beauty parlors, in decorations, in gifts, and so many things. Fat marriages. A man goes to a lawyer for the case of divorce, and the lawyer says, my fees is 50,000. The man says, 50,000. The pandit who arranged my marriage took just 1,100 rupees. And you are taking 50,000 for divorce. The lawyer says, did not you see the result of cheap deal? Om Shanti.